Former Commissioner Munson spoke for an hour and 15 minutes on the background of federal law, which created the modern Indian Health Service. She went as far back as the 1921 Snyder Act, when Congress appropriated funding for the relief of distress and the conservation of health of Native Americans. Though a first-rate law school lecture, the 36 local officials and healthcare staff seemed frustrated given the question on the table. Would it be possible for Search and Sitka's local hospital to integrate operations? Munson defended her approach.
You can't get the answer to some of what you're asking without appreciating some of the background to the existence of Search and the other programs, because they really are bound together.
But her experience working with the public and the cabinet of Governor Steve Cooper shone through. It helps to tackle difficult issues with a little humor.
I'm the one with the mic, so you know, you're sort of stuck with it.
In a nutshell, Munson explained that the tribal healthcare system in Alaska is the product of nearly a century of lawmaking. Several major acts which have all served to enhance healthcare to Native Americans and never to diminish it. That, she suggested, was the crux of the issue. No consolidation of the two organizations would be possible if it impaired the current level of care to Native Americans.
The only limitations are there can be no diminution in services to Indians, so they have to be able to continue the same level of care. That doesn't mean that the Alaska Natives always get the first appointment. What it means is they're getting appointments on the same basis. Everybody's getting an appointment on the same basis.
The question of patient preference was on the minds of many in the audience, most of whom were staff members of the two hospitals. That and Native hiring preference, charity care, malpractice, wait times for care, and the largest question for many, would Search require majority control over any combined organization? Munson started here.
I'm not prepared to give an opinion about whether it's a 51-49. It's fact specific. It depends on what 51% of what? Is it 51% of control? Is it 51% of bills? You know, what the costs are. There are lots of variations on these. The bottom line, I will tell you, is that whatever Search does to get these advantages must be done by through the Search's agreement with the Indian Health Service through its compact and funding agreement.
But she eventually honed her answer to this.
Ultimately, Search will have to have control, a certain measure of control. How much it can give up to others, I think there are lots of options. I think there are lots of ways to structure something, and it really is about describing what is the interest and then thinking through what are the options.
Sitka Hospital Board Chair Brian Bertacci told Munson that ceding control, among other issues like Native hiring preference, had been described as fatal flaws in any potential relationship between the two organizations. Munson urged board members to broaden their thinking.
If you can step away from talking about fatal flaws and talk about what is the interest we're trying to achieve, I can tell you that I wager virtually every interest can be satisfied within an arrangement.
Munson made it clear that her role was not to tell the room how that arrangement should be structured, only that it was possible and with precedent. She pointed to the local hospital in Nome, which was purchased by the Norton Sound Health Corporation in 1976. Munson couldn't address one question, though, posed by former Search Administrator Pat Alexander, who wanted to know the wishes of Search's beneficiaries, the Alaska Native population it serves, and why things were happening so fast. It feels like Sitka Community Hospital and Search have been on one blind date, Alexander said, and now they want to have a baby. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.